हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada answering the Purapakshi's question, when we understand the reality implied by the term Brahman as the meaning of the words Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, by negating what it is not, we take by the word Satyam, we take only existence. By the word Jnanam, we take what is a pure existence which is unchangeable, unchanging. We negate all the forms subject to change. By negating all the forms and names subject to change, we take only existence as the meaning of the word Satya. Then we negate, by negating all those knower, known knowledge division, we take only the pure knowledge as the meaning of the word knowledge. And by the word Anantam also, we negate everything which is subject to time, space, object limitations. We take only that as the Brahman. When you arrive at the meaning of the word Brahman as pure, limitless consciousness existence, after negating what it is not available for perception or objectification, subtlest reality. Therefore, Shunyavadi say such a thing maybe does not exist. God, why does Suryavadi think that way? Because when you arrive at the meaning of the word Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, finally, after negating what Brahman is not, when you arrive at what Brahman is, it's actually limitless pure consciousness existence. And a pure consciousness existence is not available for perception experience. Naturally, what happens, Sunyavadi thinks such a thing does not exist. Such a thing doesn't exist at all. And he gave a beautiful example which we saw and for which Shankaracharya started answering. The first answer he gave, we saw in the last class, no. The words Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam are not the mere adjectives, simple adjectives which reveal the object, but they are definitions of Brahman. They only define Brahman, means what exactly Brahman is. Even though they are adjectives, but still they are not simple qualifying adjectives. But they are definitions. And then definition means every definition, mainly the purpose of a definition is to reveal that specific thing. And here also Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam are three definitions specifically meant for revealing the reality. Therefore, they're not meaningless words. They have their meanings, but they define Brahman. How, by negating what Brahman is not, they reveal what Brahman is. They are definitions. the first answer given. And second answer is giving in page number 82. I'm starting to read page number 82 now. Shunyehi. Page number 82 I'm reading. So Bhashyakara is further dismissing the concept of Shunyam. See, first he only gave an answer. Now he's starting. Shunyehi lakshye anarthakam lakshana vachanam. Shunyehi lakshye anarthakam lakshana vachanam. Lakshyam means that which is defined. Suppose if what is defined is shunyam, non-existent. Here Satisaptami used in the sense of if. If what is defined is non-existent. Lakshye shunye sati. Lakshye shunye sati. If what is defined is non-existent, then lakshana vakyam anarthakam. The lakshana vakyam anarthakam, which means then the definition itself becomes anarthakam, meaningless. Ataha, therefore, lakshanarthatvat, because those three words are meant for defining Brahman, manyamahe na shunyarthata iti. Therefore, definitely we consider that those three words are meant for defining Brahman. They do not have emptiness as the meaning. They do not have the meaning of shunyam. They do have meaning. If you say what is defined by those words is non-existent, then the definition becomes meaningless. So we do not take the definition as meaningless. We do not take definition as something, the meaning, what is defined is nothingness or emptiness, shunyam. Okay. This is very good argument. Let me read it first again. Ataha lakshanarthatvan lakshanarthatvat manyamahe, we consider na shunyarthata iti. Words satyam jnanam anantam do not have the status of being, status of defining the nothingness. They do not define shunyam. They do not have the meaning of shunyam. Okay. If what is to be defined is non-existent, the defining words are useless. Since they are meant to define, we consider that they do not have the meaning of shunyam. This is very good argument. Shunyehi lakshye. If lakshyam means defined, that which has to be defined is lakshyam. Definition, that which defines is lakshanam. If lakshyam is shunyam, what is to be defined is shunyam. You do not require any word to describe it. Shunyam means non-existent. If lakshyam is non-existent, you do not require any word to describe it. The word satyam, etc. are then meaningless. Ataha, therefore, manyamahe, we consider, na shunyarthata. The sentence does not give a meaning that Brahman is shunyam. Why? Because lakshanam is only for an existent thing. Why? Because lakshanam is only for an existent thing. A non-existent thing neither has any lakshanam, nor is it possible for you to have lakshanam. A non-existent thing neither has any lakshanam, nor is it possible for you to have lakshanam. Nor do you require it. Visheshanarthatve cha. I'm reading last part, page number 82. Visheshanarthatve api cha. Satyadinam swartha aparityagaha eva swa artha aparityagaha eva. Visheshanarthatve api. Even though the words are the adjectives, still satyadinam, the words satyam, jnanam, anantam do not give up their original meaning. Sva artha aparityagaha eva. Aparityage eva. Sva artha aparityage eva. They are definitions. See, sva artha, their own meaning. Aparityagaha, not giving up. Parityagaha, giving up. Parityajati, gives up. Parityajati, gives up. Parityagaha, giving up. Aparityagaha, not giving up. Means the three words do not give up their own meanings. Shunyarthatvehi satyadi shabdanam visesha niyantrutvat anupapattihi. Shunyarthatvehi satyadi shabdanam visesha niyantrutva anupapattihi. Suppose if all the words satyam, jnanam, etc. These words do not have any meaning. Or if nothingness or non-existent thing is a meaning of those words, then visesha niyantrutva anupapattihi. Then definitely it is not possible for them to reveal the Brahman. Is it possible for them to exactly reveal, determine what Brahman is? They do have meaning. So satyadi arthaihi arthavatve tu tad viparita dharmavadbhyaha visheshyebhyaha brahmanaha visheshyasya niyantrutvam upapadyate. Satyadi arthaihi arthavatvetu. Only if the word satyam, jnanam, anantam, those three words have their own meaning. Satyadi arthavatvetu. Only if the words have the status of being meaningful, or only the words have meanings. Tad viparita dharmavadbhyaha visheshyebhyaha brahmanaha visheshyasya niyantrutvam upapadyate. Only if those three words have their own meaning, it is possible for those words even to distinguish Brahman from other things and to determine what Brahman is. A word must have its meaning. Only then it is possible for what is to be determined can be distinguished and determined. If they do not have any meaning, then they cannot distinguish Brahman from what it is not. And thereby they cannot determine also. Therefore, they do. These three words actually distinguish from Brahman from what it is not. Thereby, they also reveal, determine exactly what Brahman is. Therefore, those three words, Shunyam is not the meaning of the word Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Shunyam is not the meaning of the Lakshana Vakyam. That's what is said here. Satyadi Arthehi Arthavatvetu Tad Viparita Dharmavadbhyaha. Viparita Dharmavadbhyaha means from those objects which are of opposite attributes. Those which are of opposite attributes. Viparita Dharmavadbhyaha. From those objects, from everything else, from all other objects which are of different attributes, from them, these three, the meaning of these three words, distinguish Brahman, thereby determine what Brahman is. Tad viparita dharmavadbhyaha viseshebhyaha. So from all other objects, substantives, which are of different opposite attributes, from them, Brahmanaha viseshasya niyantrutvam upapadyate. It is possible for determining Brahman, distinguishing it from other objects of other opposite attributes, and to determine it. Is it clear? See, if it doesn't have any meaning, how can it distinguish Brahman what it is not? Suppose if you say, when you say Satyam means changeless. Changeless is that which is changeless. Therefore, that word Satyam distinguishes Brahman from everything which is subject to change. Okay, changeless. Changelessness is the Swarupam of the reality. That word distinguishes Brahman from everything which is subject to change. And Jnanam distinguishes Brahman from everything which is subject to change and also everything which is Jadam. And Anantam distinguishes Brahman from everything which is subject to time, space, object limitations. And distinguishing is possible, therefore they have meanings. And because they distinguish, they are also able to determine exactly what Brahman is. Therefore, they have meanings. They are not meaningless. If they do not have their own meanings, which they do not give up, then it is not possible for them to distinguish Brahman from the other objects of opposite nature. Viparita vadbhyaha, viparita dharma vadbhyaha, viseshyebhyaha, Brahmanaha viseshyasya niyantrutvam upapadyate. See, niyantrutvam means they have the status of determining Brahman but distinguish it from all other substantives, all other objects of opposite nature, because they have retaining their own meanings. Okay. You must say all different arguments. Why Brahman is not Shunyam? Why this the Lakshana Vakyam, the meaning of the Lakshana Vakyam is not Shunyam? Why? Point one. Point two. This is the question. Next question, homework for you is meaning of the word Brahman, meaning of the words is not Shunyam. Our meaning of Lakshana Vakyam, Satyam Jnanam Anantam, is not Shunyam. Why? That is the next question for your homework. You have to read and write the answer. Okay, I'm going to read now. And even though the words, I mean page number 83. And even though the words Satyam, etc. have the status of adjectives, they do not give up their own meaning. If the word Satyam, etc. do not have a meaning of their own, they will not have the capacity to determine the meaning of the substantive Brahman. On the other hand, if the word Satyam etc. have their own meaning, then it is possible to distinguish Brahman from everything else possessing the opposite attributes. Got it? Okay, next. Satyadinam viseshanarthatve api. Even though the word satyam etc. are meant to negate, sva artha aparityagaha eva. Sva artha swartha aparityagaha eva. Literally it means non-giving up of their own meanings. They do not give up their own meanings. Then only these words have a role to play. When the Upanishad later says, Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. This is a sentence from later on, mantra which is going to come later on. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. This is a mantra which is going to come later on. So, when you put it later says, Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha, words beat a retreat, having not accomplished their job. But that does not mean there is no meaning for the words. Retaining their basic meaning, they negate their opposite meanings. If you look at the basic meaning of any word, like a pot, you will end up only in Atma. The content of any word is easiness only. See, very important lesson. Please make a note. The content of, don't mistake the clay pot here. If you take any object, finally, the ultimately the content of that object is what? Only existence. Whether it is pot or door or window or sun or time or water or ocean or mountain or tree or plant or an animal or a human being, any object, when you say it is, it enjoys existence, finally every object should be reduced to that easiness only. How to analyze that we'll see later on. We're going to see that later on. If you look at the basic meaning of the word apart, you end up only in Atma. The content of any word is easiness only. That is Brahman. See, the easiness, the pure existence means Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat. Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat is what? The pure existence minus form and name is easiness existence. That is Brahman. If you have already understood Brahman through the word Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam, then any word through its basic meaning, any word through its basic meaning will reveal Brahman only. If you have already understood Brahman through the word Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Anantam Brahma, then any word through its basic meaning will reveal Brahman only. Satyadi Shabdanam Shunyartatve. If the meaning of the word Satyam etc. is Shunyam, then Visesha Niyantrutva Anupapattihi. Visesha Niyantrutva Anupapattihi. They do not have the capacity to do any negation and thereby reveal the vastu. Vishesha niyantrutva anupapattihi means impossibility of determining the noun distinguishing it from the objects of other objects of different opposite attributes. Vishesha niyantrutva anupapattihi means impossibility of determining the noun, the substantive. So they do not have the capacity to do any negation and thereby reveal the vastu. Visesham is substantive Brahman. Niyantrutva anupapattihi. They cannot zero in on the Visesha. Substantive. That means they will not be words of Lakshanam, but they are indeed Lakshana Vachanas. They will not be words of Lakshanam, but they are indeed Lakshana Vachanas. So they are definitions. Make a note, they are definitions. They do have their own meanings. And they do determine, reveal Brahman. How? By negating what Brahman is not, they reveal what Brahman is. Which means they have their own meanings which are retained, because of which they are able to distinguish Brahman from all other objects of opposite attributes and determine what Brahman is. Therefore, they're all definitions. Lakshana Vachanani means they're all definitions.
What is Niyantrutva Anupapattihi, Swami? Niyantrutva Anupapattihi.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of it? Niyantrutva Anupapattihi. What does it mean?
Anupapattihi literally means impossible, impossibility. Impossibility. Suppose what he wants to say, if these three words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, together we can say lakshana vakyam. Please make it a note. Lakshana vakyam means a sentence of definitions. Satyam, jnanam, anantam is equal to Brahma. The sentence is called lakshana vakyam. Or you can say each word as a lakshanam, a definition. A sentence of definitions, or you can say definitions. So these definitions have their own meanings. Sva artha aparityage means what? They retain their meaning. They have their own meaning. Thereby, they're able to distinguish Brahman from the objects of opposite attributes and determine what Brahman is. That's what is said to be definition. That's why it's called definition. So, niyantrutva anupapattihi means anupapattihi, impossibility. If these three words do not have their own meanings, if these three words do not have their own meanings, then there would have been impossibility of determining what Brahman is by distinguishing Brahman from the objects of opposite attributes. Is it clear, Mangamma?
What is the word niyantrutva means, Swami?
The niyantrutvam, Jana, having the status of determining.
Okay.
See, niyanta, let me tell you, the word niyanta, literally, the word niyanta literally is a rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. Niyantru shabdaha. Niyantru means, literally it means controller. Niyanta means ordainer, container, determiner. Rikarantaha pullingaha புல்லிங்க புல்லிங்க நியந்திரு சப்தா நியந்திரு இன் அமெரிக்கா நியந்தா. நியந்தா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் மீனிங் இஸ் கண்ட்ரோலர், ஒன் மீனிங் இஸ் ஆர்டைனர், ஒன் மீனிங் இஸ் டிட்டர்மினர். ஹூ இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ டிட்டர்மின்ஸ் இஸ் நியந்தா. அண்ட் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி டிட்டர்மினர் இஸ் நியந்திருத்வம். ஓகே, நௌ சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம், தீஸ் த்ரீ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஹாவ் நியந்திருத்வம். They have the status of being, status of determined, being the determiners. Got it now?
Yes, Swami. Thank you.
They have, they enjoy the status of being the determiners, which means each word determines what Brahman is. By distinct, to determine what it is, they also have to distinguish them, Brahman, from all other objects of opposite attributes. Suppose, let me tell you again, very important to understand, even if you are slow, doesn't matter, because the most important part of the lesson is this. The word satyam, actually we already understood that which is not subject to change is satyam. Why? Satyam is sat. Real is the cause. Cause is real because it is not subject to change. Satyam actually means that it is not subject to change. So then that the Brahman doesn't undergo any changes. That is the meaning implied. So its own meaning. That which is changeless. So changeless implies what? Beginningless, endless, changeless, causeless, independent. Now, that meaning, it doesn't reveal what Brahman is first. It distinguishes Brahman from all other objects of opposite attributes. Now, the entire world, including time and space, become negated as non-Brahma, non-reality, non-sat, non-satyam. Why? Because everything has a beginning, everything has end, everything is subject to change, everything is dependent on everything else. They're all interdependent in the world. Therefore, they're all, the entire world of objects, including time and space, until Ahankara, body, mind, and complex, including Ahankara, is subject to change, has a beginning, has an end, has dependence. Therefore, you say what? It negates. It's called a distinct. Okay, Brahman is not anything which is subject to change. This distinguishing, first of all, you understand what Brahman is not. So the word Satyam has having its own meaning. It distinguishes Brahman from what it is not. At least the objective universe become negated as non-Riya, non-Brahma. Okay. Then the word Jnanam, again, doubt came. Remember, if it is a cause of the universe, then any cause is jadam. Is it jadam then? No, it is not jadam also. Therefore, the next word jnanam comes to say, jnanam comes to say, Brahman is the karanam, okay. At the same time, it is not of the itself jadam. Then also that jadam also negates the entire objective universe is of the nature of inertness. So it distinguishes Brahman from what it is. Brahman from the entire world as not Brahman. Oh, the world is not Brahma. It distinguishes Brahman from the world of objects which are of opposite attributes. Jadattam is the opposite attribute. So the word jnanam distinguishes Brahman from the world which is subject to, which is of nature of inertness. Then not only that, the word jnanam also distinguishes Brahman from jadam, from anything jadam. Then the word satyam releases the word jnanam, which means Brahman, which is of the nature of knowledge, is not an overknown knowledge which is subject to change. It's also not. It's a pure knowledge. You retain that meaning. Pure knowledge is retained. Pure existence is retained. It is distinguished from everything else. Then, Anantam also distinguishes Brahman. because any knowledge is subject to, any knowledge is time bound. Therefore, it is said that Brahman, which is Sat-Chit of existence and consciousness, also is not subject to time, space, object limitations, therefore Anantam. So, all the three words mutually supportive of each other, the release, in the sense, they're not connected but supportive of each other. In the sense, they distinguish Brahman from the entire world of objects of opposite nature. Thereby, those words determine, they are capable of determining what Brahman is. They have the status of being the determiners of Brahman. So, satyadi shabdanam niyantrutvam asti. They have the status of being determiners. Therefore, those three words are lakshana vakyam, defining sentence, or the definitions are not meaningless. They, not that shunyam is not the meaning, nothingness, emptiness, non-existence is not the meaning of the words. They all have their own meanings. If they did not have their own meanings which they retain, if it is not even possible for them to distinguish Brahman from what it is not, thereby to determine what it is. Therefore, it is said, Visesha Niyantrutva Anupapattihi. If they did not have their own meanings, it is not, there will be, if there is impossibility of having the status of being the determiners of the substantive Brahma. Little Brahma correct on translation.
Thank you.
Is it clear now?
Thank you. Yeah.
So satyadinam arthavatve sati. Yang kau tutup nama. Okay. Arthavat page number 84. I'm reading. Satyadinam arthavatve sati. If the word satyam etc. have got their own meaning of existence etc., then alone retaining their meanings, they can retaining their meanings also, they can distinguish the substantive Brahman from other substantives possessing the opposite attributes. Tad viparita dharmavadbhyaha. These other substantives are kalpita vastus. Imagined objects. Kalpita, imagined objects. Having the dharmas other than satyam, etc. Imagined means all other objects. Therefore, Brahmanaha Visheshasya Niyantrutvam Upapadyate. It is tenable now to say that the word Satyam, etc. are able to distinguish Brahman from all other Visheshas because they retain their root meanings. Satyam negates all Vikaras and thereby resolves into the Lakshyam. That is changeless Brahman. Similarly, Jnanam negates all Jnaya Vastus and objects of knowledge and resolves in Brahman, which is pure knowledge. This is how Lakshanas work. Therefore, there is no Shunyarthata here. It's a very subtle point. I'm sure you are understanding. You know, word resolving in its object, what it means is, when you say pot, the word pot being non-separate, inseparable from the object, its meaning, is called resolving. Pot means the word pot resolves in a given object called a pot. Similarly, existence resolves in lakshyam, what is defined, the reality. And so jnanam, the pure knowledge, results in Brahman. It means, hope you get it. It's a very, very subtle lesson. If you understood this one particular portion, finished. You don't need to study any more Upanishads. Stop everything. This is how Lakshanas work. Therefore, there is no Shunyartata here. The word Satyam, etc., do not give up their basic meaning. That is why we call it as Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Now slowly you have to understand. See, the words Satyam, etc., do not give up their basic meaning. That is why we call it as Bhagatyaga Lakshana. A meaning arrived at by application, by giving up the Vachyartha, the direct meaning. One Bhagaha, one part, unacceptable part of it, which is Mithya, is given up. And the other part is retained. This Bhagatyaga Lakshana is like the sentence, Soyam Devadattaha. That is this Devadatta. The word I am, this refers to one who is right in front. And the word Saha, that is the person remote in time and place. This and that are in opposition, which is a contradiction. You can have either I am Devadattaha or Saha Devadattaha. But it can be used when there is a necessity. You meet somebody whom you have met many years ago. That person whom I met before is this person, same person. That's what Swamiji says here. Soyam Devadatta, Saha Ayam Devadatta. That Devadatta whom I met before is this Devadatta who is in front of me. So the Saha and the Eshaha, an apposition means they're in the same nominative case. So what is the contradiction? The time difference. Suppose, I'm reading page number 85. Suppose you know Devadattaha and meet him after 10 years. 10 years ago, he was staying with you, sharing an apartment in Delhi, along with another friend, Somadatta. All the three of you were very good friends. 10 years apart, now you lost track of Devadatta. Devadatta, after living in a Gurukulam for 4 years, settled down in Bombay. Somadatta happened to visit Bombay and met him accidentally and recognized him. When both of them are talking, you walk in. You are not able to recognize Devadatta. You are standing there waiting for introduction. Devadatta has a beard now. He looks entirely different, wearing a dhoti and upper cloth. Devadatta, taddesha kala visishtaha. Taddesha kala visishtaha. The one who was associated with that time and place, who was in Delhi 10 years before, wearing a suit and coat, is introduced to you by Somadatta. Hey, do you remember that Devadatta? Yes. This is that Devadatta. Really? I am Devadattaha is Saha Devadattaha. I am is this, okay? Not English I am. I am Devadattaha is Saha Devadattaha. In this sentence, there is Bhagasya Tyagaha. The attributes of that time and place, that appearance and this time and place and this appearance, both are given up when you recognize Devadatta. Only the person remains recognized by you. This is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Is it clear now? What is given up is tyaga. Bhagasya tyagaha. Bhaga is retained. Appearance of that time and this time is given up. The person is retained. Like that here also, we will see in Bhagatyaga Lakshana, all the Namarupas are given up. And you retain and the Vastu. Suppose we have to say with reference to ocean, we have to say what is Satyam? What is the truth of all the waves? We have to say what is Satyam? Waves are not Satyam. Then you give up the form, name and function. It can be Satyam. So what is physically you are not doing anything. Cognitively you are distinguishing, you are differentiating and you give up form, name and function as mithikar bhagasya tyagaha. Giving up form, name and function is bhagatyaga. And bhaga is retained. You retain the water aspect. You give up the form, name and function aspect. One aspect is given up. One aspect is retained. So certain avithya aspects are given up. Satyam aspect is retained. It's called bhagatyaga lakshana. So here also, we were to give example actually. So we take the every object in the world, every object enjoys existence. Anything is means that the object enjoys existence. And you have to read only existence part. And existence minus form, name and function. What is part? Part is a form, name and function made of clay. You negate everything. Form, name and function, clay, everything negate. What you should eat is only existence. Part is means part enjoys existence. Retain only the existence, then give up the object. This is called what? Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Okay, this Bhagatyaga, I mean page number 85. If you have any doubts, please ask me again. This Bhagatyaga Lakshana applies when you wish to communicate Brahman to anyone. The words that you employ are drawn from the words born of our experiences in the world. This Bhagatyaga Lakshana applies when you wish to communicate Brahman to anyone. The words that you employ are drawn from the words born of our experiences in the world, from known words. Those words will not be able to convey Brahman, retaining their own meaning. In the meaning of the word Satyam, the part which relates to being time bound. In the meaning of the word Satyam, the part that relates to being time bound is given up. The root meaning asti is retained. Similarly, in the meaning of the word jnanam, all divisions like knower, known, etc. are given up and the root meaning japtihi, knowledge as such is retained. In every other word like nityam, shuddham, buddham also, it is the same. In all of them, retaining the basic meaning, we give up that part of the meaning which we commonly understand when we hear those words. Thus we have Bhagatyaga Lakshana in the teaching of the Vastu. I'm reading page number 86. In every other word, like Nityam, Shuddham, Buddham also, it is the same. In all of them, retaining the basic meaning, we give up the part of the meaning which we commonly understand when we hear those words. Thus, we have Bhagatyaga Lakshana in the teaching of the Vastu. That is why when you say it is beyond words, it is not totally wrong or totally right. It is right because it is beyond Shabdavachyam. The immediate meaning of the word. Shabdavachyam, the immediate meaning of the word. It is beyond the immediate meaning of the word. Therefore, it is right to say reality is beyond words. But it is wrong because it is lakshyam of the words. It is determined by the words. Therefore, there is a teaching tradition. A very important paragraph. Hope you all pay attention to this. People come, you know, Kandavar Vindilar, you know, with beyond words. Very important. Is it beyond words? Yes, it is beyond words. How? It is not the meaning of a direct meaning of any word. Is beyond words? No, it is not beyond words. Why? Because it is defined by, it is lakshyam. It is available, it is defined by words. It is revealed by words. This defined means what? It is revealed, reality is revealed by words, by implication through negation. Therefore, it is not beyond words. Is beyond words? Yes, it is not beyond words also. How? You must know. It's an important lesson. You all must pay attention to this. You all must make it very. சொற்களுக்கு கிடைக்காதது, சொற்களால் விவரிக்கப்பட முடியாதது, அடையப்பட முடியாதது, அறியப்பட முடியாதது, சொற்களால் அறியப்படக்கூடியதும் கூட. How is it understood? How it is beyond words? How it is not beyond words? You must remember the teaching methodology. Then it will be okay. It is not vachyam. Okay, let me read it again, this particular paragraph. That is why when you say it is beyond words, it is not totally wrong or totally right. It is right because it is beyond Shabdavachyam, the immediate meaning of the word. But it is wrong because it is Lakshyam of the words. Therefore, there is a teaching tradition. If it is totally beyond words, where is the need for teaching? Because it is Lakshyam of the words. These words have to be handled. If it is Vachyam, then the words just have to be repeated like a recipe book. We can give a recipe for moksha. It is not Vachyam, but Lakshyam. And the words have to be handled in keeping with the tradition. The words have to be handled in keeping with the tradition. Therefore, Guru comes along with the words of the Shastra. As you understand this section, things become more and more clear. As you understand the section, things become more and more clear. Bhashikara says here that there is no shunyartha because even the word Brahman has its meaning. Okay. All the four words, reality is not a direct meaning of any word. Not direct meaning of any word, not vachyartha. But still, it's a lakshyartha of the words. Brahma shabdha api swarthena arthavaneva. Brahma shabdha api the word Brahman also sva arthena arthavaneva, by its own meaning, it's also meaningful with its own derived meaning. So word Brahma also is meaningful word with its own derived meaning. Even the word Brahman, to be known by the word Satyam, etc., is sva arthena arthavaneva. It has its own meaning. It is drawn from the language, derived from the root brihi. Vriddhau. Brihi vriddhau. To grow. The one who knows the language knows the meaning of the word Brahman. It means the one who knows the language knows the meaning of the word Brahman. It means vriddhimat. Vriddhimat. Something very big. Not shunyam. Vriddhihi is growth. It is an amazing word. Panini gives this name to letters A, I and Au. Sorry. Letters A, I and Au. Sorry. A, I, Au. Do you remember Vriddhi Varnaha? Vriddhi Radai. This is Pani Sutra. A, I, Au. These are the Vriddhi Varnaha. Pani gives his name to letters A, I and Au in his text. You add one more A to A or I or Au, it does not make any difference. They have reached a stage from where there is no further growth possible. That is what is called Brahman. Panini makes a prayer by writing this first sutra, Vriddhi Radhaij. Using the word Vriddhihi, he thinks of Parameshwara, who is in the form of this Jagat, as Purna. It becomes a prayer for completion and the propagation of the text. With reference to students also, it's a prayer for Jnanasya Vriddhihi, growth in understanding. Many systems of grammar disappeared in time, but this text of Panini alone has survived and it is in use. That means the prayer Vriddhi Radhaij has worked. That is Vriddhimat Brahman. It is something big, but one has to know its Swarupam from the Shastra. So Brahman is not a non-existent Vastu, but something very big. Okay. Now we have to understand the meaning of the word Brahman with reference to the word meaning of the word Ananta. Any questions from what we read until now? Clear? Okay. Clear? Eva? Okay. Tatra Ananta Shabdaha. I'm reading page number 87. Ananta Shabdaha. Antavatva Pratishedadvarena. Antavatva Pratishedadvarena Viseshanam. satyajnana shabdau tu swa artha samarpanenaiva visheshane bhavatah. So beautiful, Shankaracharya explains how the word anantam defines Brahman, how the word satyam and jnanam define Brahman. Look at this. Ananta shabdaha, tatra ananta shabdaha means among those three words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, our three words, ananta shabdaha, the word anantam, visheshanam bhavati, becomes a revealing, determining definition. Revealing definition, defining adjective. How does it reveal Brahman? Antavatva pratisheda dwarena, through the negation of limitation. Antavatvam means having the status of being limited is antavatvam. Through the negation of everything and anything having the status of being limited. So by negating everything and anything which has the status of being the limited or which is subject to limitation, this Ananta Shabda determines, reveals Brahman. So Ananta Shabda also distinguishes Brahman. Ananta means limitless. So it distinguishes Brahman from everything which is subject to limitation. Thereby it reveals Brahman. By negating everything subject to limitation. So antavatva pratisheda dwarena, adan moolamaha, antavatva pratisheda dwarena, through the negation of anything which is subject to limitation, it defines Brahman. So satyajnana shabdau tu sva artha samarpanenaiva visheshane bhavatah. Whereas satyajnana shabdau, the word satyam and anant jnanam, satyajnana shabdau means the word satyam and jnanam, visheshane bhavataha, they become the adjectives or qualifying, defining words. So artha samarpanena eva, by giving, offering, by contributing, so artha, their own basic meaning. By contributing, by giving, by revealing their own basic meaning, they become defining words of Brahman. Whereas Ananta Shabda becomes a definition of Brahman through the negation of everything subject to limitation. Okay. Satyajnana Shabdau tu swa arpanena eva swamena eva visheshane bhavatah. Among the three words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, the word function, the function of the word anantam is different from the other two words. Make a note. Among the three words, satyam, jnanam, and anantam, the function of the word anantam is different from the other two words. And that is pointed out here by Bhashyakara. The word anantam becomes visheshanam. Visheshanam means what? Definition, defining, qualifying adjective, definition. the word anantam becomes visheshanam by antavatva patisheda dwarena, negating antavatvam, any type of limitation to Brahman, time wise, place wise, or object wise. Already anantam is a negative word. It has the negative particle none. At the beginning, the negation of antavatvam is done directly by that particle. Antavatvam. There, anta means end. Anantam. Anantavatvam. Antam means end. Anantavatvam, already un, prefix is un is the negative particle. Therefore, the negation of antavatvam is done directly by that particle un. Two, on the other hand, the word satyam and jnanam, swa artha samarpanena eva. Swartha samarpanena eva. Each one by offering its own meaning. Visheshane bhavataha. I'm repeating sentence again. The words satyam and jnanam, swartha samarpanena eva, by each one by offering its own meaning, visheshane bhavataha, they become adjectives. Swartha means dhatvartha, root meaning. The word satyam is derived from the root, us, in the sense of to be. While retaining the meaning of existence, it negates aspect in existence and reveals Brahman as changeless reality. The word jnanam is derived from the root jna, to know. This also retains the meaning of knowledge. Removes the variable elements in it, such as knower, known, and so on. We use the word consciousness for that, though I am apprehensive of this word. Satyam negates all the karyas, effects, that are time-bound, and jnanam negates all the karakas. Therefore, the word Brahman does not mean shunyam. That satyam is you, and that jnanam is you. So Bhashyakara lands on Atma. I'm stopping now. So here ends Brahma Shabda. So we had to enter to Atma, and then again Brahman is going to come again. So now we have enough homework to do. So what is next homework today? First I gave you analysis of the meaning of the word satyam, analysis of the meaning of the word jnanam, analysis of the meaning of the word anantam, difference between the word satyam, jnanam, and anantam in determining revealing Brahman. Important, why Brahman is not shunyam, why the meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam is not shunyam. Therefore, Brahman, the meaning of satyam, jnanam, anantam is not shunyam. Why it is not shunyam? That's the homework. Please write your answers. Okay? Go to the book. You put in your own language. Understand? If you understood, means it's finished. That is the study of Taittiriya Upanishad. I did explain all this in my classes those days. If you go back and listen, you will see the same thing I told. Only thing is, I did not read out the Bhashyam. But little slightly made it little easy. This unfoldment is different for the people when we are not studying the Bhashyam. If you go back and listen, you can see what I was said before. That will be useful for you. Okay, any question? Do you expect a little more to read? Did you expect a little more to read, or it is enough?
Swami Nama, excuse me, please. Would you mind explaining the difference between karyas and karikas?
Okay.
Please, thank you.
See, karanam, karyam, you know the meaning, cause and effect. So any karyam is subject to change. Any karyam is subject to change. Karanam also is subject to change, really speaking. So anything which has a beginning has an end, subject to change. So the word satyam distinguishes, the word satyam means existence. Existence means the pure existence you have to retain. And suppose you say pot is, ocean is, river is, world is, there you retain the isness. Is, the meaning of the word is existence you retain. The form name you negate. Why? Because they are subject to change. What is subject to change, you negate as non-Brahman. That existence alone you retain. Okay, that is karyam. You have to distinguish it from all other karyams which are subject to change. Then you determine it means pure existence without form, name and function. Now, at the same reality, why do you take reality as the existence? Because reality, because it is of the nature of existence, it lends existence, it is as though karanam, you take it. At the same time, it is not a jadam in it. So for the word jnanam comes next. If it is jnanam, then jnanam literally means it can be, it can mean a knower, it can mean known, it can mean the knowledge also. So jnanam also is not the knower, not the known, or not the knowledge, because they're all subject to limitations. So there you take the root meaning, which is pure knowledge. Okay. We say again, reality is free from all karakas. Karakam means an accessory. Karayati iti karakam. Sayalai sevippadal adarku per karakam. Edu sevikkindrado adu karakam. Karakam means that which makes the action possible is called karakam. An accessory is that which makes the action possible. Therefore, now we say an agent of action, without whose presence, first the performer of an action, without him action is not possible. Act of knowing is not possible without the knower. The act of eating is not possible without the eater. The first agent of action, the subject of action, the subject of knowing, the subject of doing. That agent is called karta. The karta, which is in nominative case, is called prathama vibhakti karakam. First karakam means accessory. So subject of action, subject of knowing, the act of knowing or act of anything, doing. The agent is called karakam, first karakam, prathama karakam. prathamakarakam, agent. Then object of action. Suppose he eats, when you say, so Rama eats means Rama the eater is the subject of action, prathamakarakam. Rama eats a fruit, when you say, the fruit eaten is what? Karakam, object of action. Eats what? So anything which is associated with the act of eating becomes the karakam here. When you say he, Rama eats a fruit, Rama is the agent of action, prathama karakam. The person associated with the act of eating, without whose presence the act of eating is not possible in the sentence. So subject, then object, eats a fruit. Then he eats with the hand, not with the spoon or fork. Hastena khadati, Ramaha palam hastena khadati. Then hand becomes what? Instrument. Instrument associated with the act of eating. So the person associated with the act of eating, the object associated with the act of eating, instrument associated with the act of eating, hastena. And he eats, what is the purpose? Purpose of arogyartham. That is the arogyartham khadati. That is the chaturthi. Purpose of eating. He eats for health. Purpose is also karakam. The purpose for which he eats is also karakam. And the beneficiary of eating, also the same person who eats. Or you can say benefit of eating. Okay, not falling sick. Simply I'm adding. Then this person eats the fruit at home, not on the roadside. Not in a hotel. Eats where? The place, location of, location associated with the act of eating. Location is called Adhikarana Karakam. So, Prathama, first we say Kartru Karakam, agent of action. Karma Karakam, object of action. Karana Karakam, instrument of action. Sampradana Karakam. Sampradana Karakam, purpose of action. Apadana Karakam. The beneficiary of action. Benefit of action. A beneficiary. Apadana Karakam, Sampradana Karakam. Then Adhikarana Karakam. Locus of, location of the action. So the six factors maximum associated with actions. All the six factors need not be simultaneously associated. They can be associated also. So these karakas are associated with the action. Here, the reality implied by the term Brahman, which is the meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam, actually is free from these karakas. Okay, Brahman or Atma is not the doer, not the object of action, enjoyment, not the object of knowledge, not subject of knowledge, not the instrument of knowledge, not the beneficiary of knowledge, not the locus of knowledge, not the purpose of knowledge, purpose of any action. So, reality is absolutely free from all these karakas. So, karaka asambandha atma. Karaka asambandham, karaka rahitam brahma. Karakas means accessories required for performing any action or accessories associated with, involved in any act of knowing or act of doing something. Okay, therefore, because it has no, is free from all accessories, we say Brahman is not the knower, not the known. There's no karakas. Why? Because all the karakas are subject to change. Subject to change, one reason. all the karakas are subject to limitation also. Subject to limitation, subject to change. Therefore, Brahman is not any of the karakas. That is why we take the root meaning of the word. Root meaning of the dhatu, us, is what to be, that which alone is, that which is of the nature of existence. Asti exists. Noun form is what? Existence. So here the reality is of the nature of existence. Is of the form of existence. We arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of existence. Very abstract. And that reality, which is, why it is, why reality exists? Because existence is its nature. Being is its nature. And what is that which is of the nature of existence? Pure knowledge. Pure knowledge. Jnanam, jyaptihi, jyapti surupam. That also you arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing, because it is not an object. And that reality, which is consciousness existence, pure knowledge, pure existence, is of the nature of limitlessness, anantam. So that word anantam, already it has what? An. Antam means end. Limited. Ananta means limitless. Therefore, it negates, it distinguishes Brahman from everything which is subject to all limitations. Because Brahman is free from all limitations. So limitlessness is the nature of Brahman. And that Brahman, that word also distinguishes Brahman from everything which is subject to time. It is subject to all three possible limitations. By distinguishing it from, so Anantam negates everything subject to all three limitations. That is why even time and space become negated as non-Brahma. The word Brahma negates everything subject to all three limitations. If everything subject to all limitations are non-Brahma, what cannot be negated is what? Limitless. What is it which is limitless? Which is not subject to all three limitations, time, spatial, object limitations. That is pure knowledge. What is pure? How do you know? Because it's the meaning of the root jna. How do you say it's pure knowledge? The pure knowledge is not knower, not the knowledge, not the known, not any of, because it's free from all accessories. It is pure knowledge. Not only that, all the accessories are subject to time, subject to change, subject to limitations. Therefore, that negates what the pure knowledge, Brahman, the pure knowledge is not knower, no knowledge divisions. Not anything. Not only that, it is also very, it is the very existence. It is beginningless, endless, changeless, independent reality, which is of the nature of existence, consciousness, which is limitless. So, akaryam means effect. So, we look at the reality. That reality is in the form of the cause of the universe. In the form of the cause of the universe means what? Just as a cause obtains in the existence of an effect, reality is in the form of existence of the universe. Reality is not the cause actually. Just as any cause is in the form of existence of the effect, reality is in the form of existence of the universe. Therefore, it is said to be the cause. Really, it is not the cause. Then it is not jadam like any cause. It is knowledge. At the same time, it is not like, it is not knower, no knowledge. At the same time, it is not bound by any limitations. So, karakani, karyam is effect. Karakam is that which makes the action possible. Act of knowing or act of doing possible is karakam. The six accessories, shat karakani. Leave the sixth case, nominative, objective, instrumental, dative, ablative, locative cases are the karakani. Or vetramaha eduthukonu, karakangalna. So, reality is free from all of them. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.